get ready to say hello to folks from Hope for Tomorrow who are here with us now. What a busy, busy day it is. And I'm going to ask you all to introduce yourself. We'll start over on this side. Just sort of set the scene for who you are, where you go to school, how old you are, that kind of stuff, so people have a chance to get to know you.
My name is Latasia Meggett. I go to Westwood Elementary. I'm in fifth grade. My favorite subject is reading.
Have you read anything interesting lately?
No.
For pleasure? Do you like to write, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you might. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi to my mom.
Excellent. And then sitting next to Latasia is...
Hello, my name is Naomi Gomez, and I like... I'm 11 years old, and I go to North Elementary, and I like science.
Excellent. And it's North Elementary? Did you go to... What school district is that? Is that in a...
She actually lives in Ohio, and she comes back and forth.
Oh, I remember. You were here last time, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, no? Okay. I was going to say, I don't know where North Elementary is. What town in Ohio do you live in?
Cambridge.
How nice to have you here. I know where Cambridge is. Thanks. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My dad and my brother and my sister, Kasia.
Excellent. And let's meet who's sitting next to you.
Hi, my name is Sakaya. I'm 11. I'm in the fifth grade, and I go to Agora Cyber School.
Nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Hi to my mom.
Anybody else?
My grandma, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. And hello.
Hello. My name is Kasia Gomez. I'm 12 years old. I go to Young Scholars of Western Pennsylvania. My favorite subject is social studies.
Nice to meet you, too. So we have a pair of Gomez's here. Are you sisters?
Yes.
I thought so. And then let's say hello to Mrs. Keisha here. And can you tell us a little bit about Hope for Tomorrow?
Sure thing.
Oh, shout-outs. I'm sorry. I forgot shout-outs. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, and all my friends.
Sorry about that, Kasia. I'd like to think I would have remembered, but maybe not. Let's talk to Mrs. Keisha now. Tell me about Hope for Tomorrow, what these kids have been up to.
Okay, well, Hope for Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization, and we're based out of Sheridan here in Pittsburgh. We offer different clubs and programs for the kids. Right now, we're here for the health and fitness program that we have, and the kids have been participating in the Kids of Steel program. So we've been meeting once a week for the past couple of months doing exercises and other activities to prepare for the Kids of Steel Marathon.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing to prepare for Kids of Steel? I'd like you to just take over the conversation. Tell us a little bit. And please just say your name before you talk so everybody knows. Like, I'll say, this is Larry. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing.
I'm Latasia. We did a yoga exercise, and we watched a video for a half an hour. And we thought it was going to be easy, but it was harder, for the poses were harder, and we did a lot of stuff.
It was way harder than we expected. Oh, it's Kasia. Yeah. Mainly because, like, when I went to school the next day, I was like, I'm talking to my friends, like, I yoga yesterday, and I sweated so much. And they're like, what? How do you sweat doing yoga?
Yeah, but it was hard.
Yeah.
Any other observations from preparing?
My name is Sakaya. We drank these juices. Like, there was this chocolate kind of juice with protein stuff and different kind of healthy stuff.
Yes, it had protein, chocolate, and peanut butter, and dark chocolate with a little bit of mint, chocolate chips, and
yeah.
Did it taste okay?
Yeah.
Was anybody afraid to drink it?
Yeah.
My wife sitting over there makes these unusual drinks that contain things that I'm never sure whether I want to drink them or not, but I do.
Unusual is a good word. They were afraid of the protein powder, but it didn't come out as bad, and they actually made a song to celebrate it after we did it, because it came out pretty good. It came out all right.
Excellent. So yoga was part of your preparation and sort of getting confident and stretched out. What else did you do to get ready for Kids of Steel? What is the Kids of Steel Marathon? We actually have another guest here with us who can tell us about it. Michelle is here from the Pittsburgh Marathon. Can you tell us about the Kids of Steel event?
I can. So Kids of Steel is our youth and exercise and nutrition program. So the kids are running a marathon over the course of 4 months, and they're tasting new fruits, vegetables, beans, and nuts along the way. So we give them ample amount of time to get their 25 miles in, and then these ladies are going to be part of the kids who culminate the program at the Toyota of Pittsburgh Kids Marathon, which is going to be next Saturday, May 2nd. So they've done a great job preparing. I'm glad that they're trying new foods. That seems to be the sticking point for some of the kids. They don't want to try something new, but we always try to teach them that 10 to 15 times is about how long it takes you to accept something into your palate. So we're proud of them for trying even once.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to remember that.
This is Keisha. It was actually really hard, like, when we like, to eat food. Like, some of us really, like, we were like, we're not eating this.
That's a common theme we hear a lot. So it's okay. We're just happy that you try it once. It's okay if you don't like it. There's things as adults that we don't like. I still don't like American cheese, and most people do. So it's okay. See, look, they'll look at her face.
Yeah, and you love American cheese, I bet. I don't like it that much either. Do any of you think you'll still do yoga?
Yeah, I probably will.
Maybe. As long as it's not as hard as it was.
It gets easier, I promise.
It would be nice. And you can keep up, you know, there's YouTube videos that will help you guide you through yoga and books. And once you get to know the poses, you can do them. That's a great thing.
A lot of them are dancers. So this was a great alternative to stretching. And even though it was hard the first time, even halfway through our first 30-minute session, their bodies were getting used to it. It's just, again, hitting those poses and keeping them, it was different for them. But as dancers, they know that they have to stretch out those muscles, and they have to try something new to train them and get even further with their moves and everything else. So I'm sure they'll try it again. We might have to make them try it again, but they'll learn to love it. Right, ladies?
Yes. So, ladies, somebody says, go, girls, you are awesome and swiggerific.
Swaggerific.
Well, it says swiggerific here, but I think they mean swaggerific.
Oh, boy.
Swaggerific. Do you know who that is? Anybody know?
Myself.
You just sent that to us? Way to go, Keisha. That was nice of you to say that. And then here's another one that I don't think is from Keisha, unless she has two phones. It says, great job, girls, Keisha. Oh, Ms. Keisha is a wonderful coach and mentor to these kids, to these young girls. And I'm so proud of their development into young ladies. And that's from a mom whose name I can't read, but I'll find out. And then the Sakaya's, I can't wait for Kids of Steel. Love you all. Great job. And it says Sakaya's. That must be your family there. Does anybody have any other remarks about Kids of Steel that you'd like to share? Because I want to be sure we talk about this. This is Hope for Tomorrow, by the way, based in Sheridan. Great group of kids.
This is Naomi, and we went to the park one day, and we played Chinese jump rope.
How do you do that?
There's this, like, it's a big rubber band, and you put it around your ankle, and you have to do, like, a combination.
Yeah. Want me to say the combination, or you got it?
You can.
Yeah, the combination, you have to, like, go in it, out it, side to side, on it, in it, out it. Like, all on that rubber band, kind of.
Yes.
Is there a, do you like have a chant or a song you sing while you do it to try to keep in time?
Yeah, you go in it, out it, side by side, on it, in it, out it.
In it, out it, side by side, on it, in it, out it.
Excellent. Yes.
Now I could do that part. I don't think I could do the part where you actually have to do it.
And it gets harder whenever it goes up.
Yeah, you have to get higher and higher and quicker and quicker.
You pull the rope up as you go. So you have to keep jumping on the rope and jumping higher and higher as the levels go up. So that was exciting for them.
Our champ is actually Sakaya. Sakaya, she actually got the highest and the quickest.
Nice.
Somebody writes, I've been doing Kids of Steel for 4 years, and I want to thank my mom for helping. That's from Owen.
Oh, that's my son.
Oh, nice.
That's my son. Yeah, we've been, he's been doing it since I've been involved with the marathon, so he's been doing it for a long time. This year, he's not going to run. He's going to be one of my mascot escorts this year.
So I have a question for you girls. The things you've been learning with the marathon and Kids for Steel, do you think they apply to life at all? Like to challenges you might see in life?
I think that it's kind of like a message saying that you have to keep on trying. If you don't try, you'll never actually be able to learn anything.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Well, a big thing for us, the reason why we even got involved in Kids of Steel was we have a lot of kids in our neighborhood that have a lot of time on their hands, and we found them getting in a lot of trouble. So much was going on. On our block alone, we have, about 25 kids that live there. And during the winter months, I mean, it was a lot. So we figured, okay, they have this energy. What can we do to give them energy to burn? And we were lucky enough to come across Kids of Steel. And so we got these kids together, whether it was in our home or at the park directly across the street. And we were able to kind of band them together and create a community over exercise. And they didn't realize that we were teaching them togetherness and we were teaching them unity over push-ups and jumping jacks and things like that. So that's the bigger picture that we wanted the kids to learn, that we're exercising, we're having fun, but we're creating a community.
There's nothing like feeling a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Huh? Isn't that nice? Hey, Mrs. Tara writes, anybody know who she is?
Yeah.
Who is she?
That's my best friend's mom.
Well, Mrs. Tara writes saying she wants to say how proud she is of all of the students at Hope for Tomorrow and to keep up the good work. And Jason, who is Sakaya's stepdad, wants to thank Mrs. Keisha for giving these girls a positive outlet each and every week faithfully. And it's so nice to hear from everyone. Now, we just have a couple minutes left. I knew this was going to go by so fast. Does anybody have a message that they'd like to share with anyone about anything, about what you've been doing with Hope for Tomorrow or Kids of Steel?
One time we did these exercises and we had to do frog jumps. And we had to go down like frogs and then jump up and then clap our partner's hands.
Wow, that would be hard. Your knees would hurt after a while.
And we have to stay in the same beat. It was hard.
Now, you could do that with the rubber bands and with the chant and combine all the exercises and try to do yoga at the same time. It would be...
I just want to say that I'm really impressed with how you guys did the program. With Kids of Steel, we give the kids running or walking is the easiest way to earn their miles, but we also give them like 15 to 20 minutes of heavy breathing exercise counts as your miles. And this is probably the most creative way I have heard of these kids earning their miles. We even give sledding in the winter and walking your dog and stuff like that. Those are all count as miles. So I'm really proud of you for doing and going beyond what we normally expect. And I'll definitely be putting this in our best practices for schools and organizations next year.
How about that?
Yeah.
Your role models. What a great thing.
Definitely. Yeah. You're going to be in the binder next year.
Oh, yay. actually, for my 15 to 20 minutes every day, I usually just dance and do gymnastics with my brothers and sisters. And, yeah, just do some fun stuff.
I'm really proud of all of you. I'm especially happy that you're here today because I know there's a lot of places you can be on a Saturday. And I hope you'll come back sometime. I hope all of you will come back. It's just great to talk. And we, you know, we've been out at Brashear a lot this year, which is right up the street from you guys. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we can come and visit you sometime.
Definitely.
And play some radio things, or you can come down here. And Ms. Keisha, anything else you wanted to say?
No, we're just thankful to be here. They laughed when you said they could be anywhere else, because this morning, for exercise almost, we took the kids out and we did a community cleanup. So before we came here this morning, we walked around our neighborhood picking up trash.
Yes.
And then came here to do this. So it's just great to be here, because for them it's kind of a reward to get to be here on the radio for the work that they just did in the community. So we're just so happy, and we're grateful for the opportunity to share the positivity that's coming out of our neighborhood. Thank you so much for inviting us, and for Michelle with Kids of Steel for embracing us and giving us all these chances. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Marathon Weekend starts this Friday, May 1st, and continues Saturday and Sunday, and all sorts of great activities. Thanks to all of you
for
being here.
Thank you.